It's Monday, August 20th, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Your eyes and ears are about to be treated to a whole new array of tradition.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Fantastic music that song back there was. It was the Danish disco revivalists that are Junior Senior. a great band from Denmark, and they do fantastic little numbers like that one, which was called Take My Time. It's from their brand new record called Hey Hey My My Yo Yo. It's a really fun record. It's all just like that song. And actually, it's great because it's sort of like The Go Team, specifically Feel Good by Numbers by The Go Team, which is the song I'm talking about right now. There's a song from this new Junior Singer record, and it's like more than a passing resemblance, I think, to The Go Team. So check it out. This is called Dance Chance Romance. You see what I mean? It's like a little, it's kind of close to The Go Team, I think. All right. I'm a big fan of both The Go Team and The Junior Singer. I like The Go Team more, but I love The Junior Singer as well. And this new album, if you like those songs right there, you're going to want to check them out because they're really good. And you know, before we cut back on the dance, let's keep the dance going. Keep the disco ball down. Keep your dancing shoes on because we're going to do a little more dance music. This right here is a band from France. They're called Justice, and they're kind of like The Faint. Do you remember The Faint? I played them a long time ago on the show. They're sort of like not very good, but good enough. You know, they have like a few really good songs, and that's a lot how Justice is. The album, take it or leave it. But this one song, pretty good. This one's called Phantom. It's from a new album of theirs in the U.S. called Cross. I think it might have come out a long time ago elsewhere, but I think it just made its mark here in the U.S. So check it out. Justice with Phantom from Cross. Keep the beat alive right now on The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back. Okay, it's now officially safe to take off your dancing shoes and put those in the closet for the next time you want to spin up your Danish or French electric music. All right, up next, we're turning our heads in the direction of indie pop music, the music I like to play most on The Sounds of My Head. First up, it's a band from Maryland. They're called Page France. I played them on the show some time back, maybe a couple years ago, and they have a new album which has just come out. It's Page France and the Family Telephone, and it's really good. It's actually, I think, better than their last album. Kelly actually noticed the theme of blue eyes and rabbits. They talk a lot about blue eyes and rabbits. Just listen for them in these two songs. Both of them, I think, mention both. Maybe not both. I don't remember exactly these two songs, but a lot of the album, you'll just hear these themes of blue eyes this and blue-eyed that and rabbit this and rabbit that. So check it out. Rabbits and Blue Eyes from Page France from Maryland. And the two songs we're going to hear, the first one is Hat and Rabbit, and the second one is Here's the Telephone. Check it out, Page France. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head.
Quickly picking up their guns. How could the sky be blue for everyone at once? I've got a blackout name, it can't be the one you want.
For the most part, that music had been orchestrated for urban tastes.
Here's a telephone, here's a window, here's a little dove to tell you how the wind blows. I've got a black heart, I've got a shadow, I've got a little dove that drags me up a ladder. You've got a halo, a heart of gravel, little worms come out my darling rotten apple. I pluck the harp strings until my hands bleed, but when that eye blinks I'll be buried in the tree leaf. Here's a plague for you, my darling soldiers. Here's a little dove to land upon your shoulder. My precious children, you know I love you, but I've got news, we're gonna have to get rid of you. You thought you knew me, I thought I knew you. The little dove came down and right away outgrew you. I've got a black heart, I've got a shadow. I sent a little dove to push you down the ladder.
Hey there, this is Rob from the ANC podcast in Anchorage, Alaska. Yes, it gets cold here. No, we don't live in igloos. We do, however, listen to the Sounds in My Head podcast, which is what you're doing right now.
Our friends appear like the dawn, a flock of sheep and a flock of boars.
And though I slept, my heart lay away and cried out, "Oh Lord, don't delay."
Then he spoke and the locust came. Water gushed out from the rock. He breathed and the face of the earth was renewed. The depths of the earth convulsed. You do not need to own guitars. You do not need a set of drums. All you need is your throat and mind to lift noise up tonight. Oh, please do not forsake me. Where is your finger upon my lips?
And though I sleep in the dirt and the leaves, please touch my heart with your tongue.
Thank you.
The vice president has been a steadfast supporter of the decision to invade Iraq and remove Saddam Hussein. But can you guess which American political figure in 1994 was not?
Do you think that the U.S. or U.N. forces should have moved into Baghdad?
No. Once you got to Iraq and took it over and took down Saddam Hussein's government, then what are you going to put in its place?
If you said Dick Cheney, you were right. And you're also probably angry. But 1994, Cheney makes an interesting point. If you took down Saddam's regime, what would you put in its place? It's the sort of question you could ponder for, say, 9 years and still not come up with an answer. After all, it's very complicated over there.
That's a very volatile part of the world, and if you take down the central government in Iraq, you can easily end up seeing pieces of Iraq fly off. It's a quagmire.
I also want to say I think Americans need to be heart smart. Watch their cholesterol. And otherwise, that could lead to a lot of problems. And I also want to, just before I go here, as 1994 Dick Cheney, want to stress the importance of hunting safety. I just want to, especially, and I can't say this enough, if there's a happens to be an old man with you. Is there anything else you want to add, sir?
How many additional dead Americans is Saddam worth? And our judgment was not very many, and I think we got it right.
Then later, our judgment was lots, and we got that right, too.
I heard it sound from the valleys low. I heard it from mountaintops covered in snow. I heard it rise from the ocean's deep. I heard it echo off canyon walls deep.
What'd you hear?
A beautiful sound.
How'd it sound?
It sounded like this.
Thank you.
That right there was two songs in a row by a band from Los Angeles called Bodies of Water. Bodies of Water, it's a quartet, and they don't sound quite like anything else out there, in my opinion. The songs we heard were Our Friends Appear Like the Dawn, and then I Heard It Sound. Both songs represent the way the album sounds, which is a hard thing to describe, and I was trying to think of how to sum it up, and I couldn't, and I probably should have read this before we listened to it instead of after, but I'm going to read it anyway. This is from their website. This is how they describe themselves, and I think it's pretty accurate. They draw from a number of disparate traditions, combining the metaphysical intensity of gospel, the primitive gusto of punk rock, the earnest idiosyncrasy of American folk, the sonic inclusiveness of Tropicalia, the planned jamming of prog, and the sincere melodrama of musical theater. That's the Bodies of Water right there. And I think they're excellent. If you liked those two songs at all, I highly advise you to check out the whole record. It's called Ears Will Pop and Eyes Will Blink. It's excellent if you liked those tracks, which I did. One of the things I liked about them is that I'm a big fan of male-female duets. I got a soft spot. I don't know what it is. I don't feel like bands do enough of it. They do it quite well throughout most of the songs by Bodies of Water. And another band who does it well is a band from Portland called The Leaning Towers. And The Leaning Towers have generously made available lots of music for free on their website, including a 7-track EP with one excellent song on it. The other songs, you know, whatever. But this one song is so incredible. It's the greatest song. I've been just overplaying the crap out of it in my apartment. And luckily, Kelly likes it as well. So that's a good thing, because nobody gets mad at me for listening to it over and over again. This song you can download for free from their website, The Leaning Towers from Portland, Oregon. It's a couple, and they do some great duet-y sorts of stuff. And you can read more about them. And look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And enjoy this. It's called Rich Enough to Ignore It. And it's from their EP, The 11th Hole. The Leaning Towers with Rich Enough to Ignore It, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
They're rich enough to ignore it. Thank you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was, as aforementioned, Feel Good by Numbers by the Go Team. I also talked over We Listen Every Day and Everyone's a VIP to Someone, both also by the Go Team. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, go to the iTunes store, search for The Sounds in My Head, and leave positive comments on my podcast page in the iTunes directory. It will make me happy if you do that. You can also email me comments at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com, or you can leave public comments in MySpace, where you should have already befriended me. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in 2 weeks on Labor Day for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.